Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
A study carried out recently has led to a critical mass of evidence of a common underlying lifelong vulnerability in both children and adults who stutter. The researchers discovered that regional cerebral blood flow is reduced in the Broca area, the region of the frontal lobe of the brain linked to speech production in persons who stutter. More severe stuttering is associated with even greater restrictions in blood flow to this region. The researchers now say that the study of resting blood flow or perfusion has never before been conducted in persons who stutter. The findings demonstrated links between stuttering and changes in the brain circuits that control speech production, as well as those supporting attention and emotion. The present blood flow study adds significantly to the findings from that prior study and furthermore suggests that disturbances in speech processing areas of the brain are likely to be of central importance as a cause of stuttering. The study provides scientists with a completely different window into the brain. The researchers were able to zero in on Broca's area as well as related brain circuitry specifically linked to speech, using regional cerebral blood flow as a measure of brain activity, since blood flow is typically coupled with neural activity. When other portions of the brain circuit related to speech were also affected according to our blood flow measurements, they saw more severe stuttering in both children and adults. Blood flow was inversely correlated to the degree of stuttering. The more severe the stuttering, the less the blood flow to that part of the brain. New treats may now be possible to correct this annoying problem. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health. 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.